Where's?
Oh, look up there.
All right.
Coming off the road trip, was it nice to kind of reestablish yourself a little bit in terms of who you are?
I don't know how to answer that. Like, you just, yes. Do you want to expand?
I would love that.
All right, give me a better one to expand on. Yeah.
How much did you reestablish your team identity?
We played much better tonight than we did at any time on the road. And it's not, I know we lost 3 and 4 on the road. We did have spurts, but we got away from what we're good at. And it was, if you looked at those road games, we constantly turned the puck over. Actually, except for maybe the Buffalo game. But we were always chasing the puck. And tonight, you know, we were putting pucks behind their D. We were going in, going after it. And when we didn't get it, we didn't get frustrated. We just did it again and did it again. And eventually, you know, we felt the way we were playing that it was only a matter of time for us. And I think that was our biggest thing. We didn't fuel the other team's offense by turning the puck over. And you know, I just, you know, we shot pucks. We were at the net. We were tracking, reloading. We were doing so many good things. And you know, I think it's also good to be home. You kind of get the energy of the crowd. It's familiar territory, and I don't know, just really liked our effort.
Do you think in reshuffling the lines a little bit kind of re-energized some of the guys too?
I guess you could say that. We went, I don't know how many, 20-plus games and barely changed a thing. And, you know, it's, as a coach, you're just trying to put the guys in the best position to succeed. And you know, those guys that were starting to earn more ice, and you know, Tyler Johnson was one of them. He was earning more ice, and he was starting to earn it on the road trip. And I think there was, you know, obviously we went on a 4-game road trip and scored 3 even strength goals, and 2 of them were from my defensemen. So we needed to do something, and just, you know, in the end, we've been together long enough where guys have played with each other, and we had to change things up, and tonight it worked out.
Coop, you mentioned Johnny. How nice is it to see him get on the scoreboard after being
he's earned it. Like he had, you know, if I was going to look back and circle some of the forwards that, you know, I thought were really playing well for us in the time where our team wasn't playing well, Johnny was one of them. And so as a coach, you know, you had to get him out there more. And it's just a matter of time. When you're doing the right things and you're working, and it's a matter of time. And tonight it was his time.
You've been with him for a while. I can't remember any kind of this kind of drought from a goal scoring standpoint for him. Did you sense any frustration? Did you see any of that kind of go on here?
I've coached Johnny a long time. And when he is playing the 200-foot game, he's at his best. And when, you know, earlier in the year, the minuses were kind of, he was a little bit of a minus player in the beginning. And when he straightens that part of his game out, and all players go through lulls that way, but he's just, you know, he's coming underneath the puck. He's not ahead of the puck. And he's using his legs, he's using his assets to his advantage. It works for him. And when he started, you know, he was much more aware of the defensive zone, coming underneath the play and attacking, and now it's paying off for him.
Look, Cooch, you know, by his standards, it's a little bit of a drought, but for him to get back on the score sheet, put a couple in, get him back feeling good.
Yeah, to be honest, I think, I know the Boston game was ugly. But in a game where we were clearly not in it, we showed life in the third. And I saw a lot of the things that, you know, we weren't getting rewarded for in the Boston game in the third period, but I could see our habits were coming back. And we didn't get a ton of scoring chances, but we spent a lot of time in their end. And it was just, if we had that kind of tenacity and brought it, which we did tonight, I was feeling that we were going to have success. And Cooch is one of those guys who, was really working hard the second half of that Boston game, and it just, we brought that again. It's just a matter of time, and you know, it worked out for him.
Good. Thank you. Thanks, Coop.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coop.